Good morning. High pressure is building off the eastern seaboard. Still, it kept most of the region dry overnight, and with a clear sky, readings were allowed to drop back into the 30s and lower 40s. A developing south wind around the high has already moved into western and central New York. More clouds in that region, and even some showers breaking out over Lake Ontario north and eastward through the St. Lawrence Valley. A couple of these showers may pass through parts of the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley early this morning, but they will be widely scattered. Otherwise, we'll have a fair amount of clouds mixing with sunshine. The rest of the region will see a good amount of sunshine to start the day, mixing with clouds later on. And with an increasing south wind throughout the region, temperatures will soar through the 50s and into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, we'll continue with that south wind at times over 20 miles per hour, keeping it mild. With mostly cloudy skies, lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. A strong storm system in the middle of the country will track through the Great Lakes. A frontal system associated with this storm will head our way during the day tomorrow. Sunshine will be around in the morning. However, clouds will be on the increase throughout the day, and so will a southwest wind. And with that wind becoming gusty at times, temperatures will push up into the 70s. That south wind will also increase the moisture content in the air, eventually leading to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the day, and more numerous showers and thunderstorms after dark tomorrow evening. As we go through the night tomorrow night, we'll start to dry things out and cool things down, which will be the trend for the weekend. Still the chance of a leftover shower on Saturday, then increasing sunshine during the afternoon, breezy and cooler air flowing in with highs in the mid-50s. And with high pressure in control on Sunday, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, but highs will stay in the lower to middle 50s. We'll have a slow rebound for the early part of next week with an onshore flow off the Atlantic Ocean producing some clouds. We'll also have a fair amount of sunshine for both Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the middle to upper 50s and then back into the lower 60s with a chance of showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive squall line is in progress this morning from western parts of the Great Lakes, including Chicago, southwestward into central Texas with a threat of mainly damaging wind, torrential rain, and flash flooding. A southerly low-level jet stream is forecast to strengthen today and contribute to the northward advection of low-level moisture and unstable air into the Ohio Valley. Storms will continue to develop along a cold front, and the activity is expected to intensify during the maximum heating of the day. The predominant mode is expected to be linear, but with moderate shear available, embedded supercells, mesovortices, and bowing structures are possible. With these, the primary threats will be damaging wind and tornadoes. On the colder side of the storm, winter storm warnings are still out for the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis, where storm totals will reach the 3 to 5 inch range. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at West Palm Beach, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma at 9:24 p.m. Eastern Time last evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a southwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have partly cloudy skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 30, 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Dryden and Laredo, both in Texas, to a low of 3 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston sunny and breezy near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 53. That's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, and 1.65 inches for the month and 7.27 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 90, set in 1976, and the record low, 21, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with lows right around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, then clouds, late-day showers and thunderstorms into the evening, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Back to the mid-50s on Saturday with increasing sun and a northwest breeze. Sunny, dry on Sunday, lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 50s Monday and Tuesday. And a chance of showers Wednesday, back to around 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.